Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and today we're going to talk about good habits, specifically with the LLV or FFV, whatever truck you're driving. It is important to have good habits so that you don't get yourself in trouble and you don't have rollaway runaway accidents. And if management happens to come out to see you, that nothing bad is going to happen. They're going to see, okay, everything is A-OK with this truck and you won't get in any trouble. You know, it's a nice feeling to not have to worry about, oh, what if management comes out and they see what's going on? If you're doing the right things, you don't have to worry about that. And that's key. And of course, that's what I want for you guys. So when I am driving my LLV, a couple of really obvious things, my seatbelt is on, including the shoulder belt, and the door is closed. The exceptions to that are if you are driving just within a neighborhood, you're not crossing any intersections, and you're not going above 15 miles an hour, you're just going, or beyond 500 feet, so you're just going from like box to box, or even cluster box to cluster box, if they're fairly close together. If it's just those short distances and you don't cross any intersections of any kind, you can have the door open. So that's your option. And it does make things a little easier if you're continually dismounting that you don't have to keep opening the door. And that's the idea. Now, with the seatbelt always has to be on whenever the vehicle is in motion. And that includes the shoulder belt. The only exception for the shoulder belt is when you're doing curbside delivery, which is out the window delivery, where you stay seated in the seat and then you reach out the window or out the door if you have the door open and put the mail in the box, but you don't actually leave your seat. So in that situation, if the shoulder belt is preventing you from reaching the box, then you can take the shoulder belt off. But you have similar provisions where if you go above 15 miles an hour, beyond above 500 feet, and if you cross any sort of intersection, the shoulder belt has to go back on. And I've actually had somebody in the know tell me that you can't even do that, that you can only take the shoulder belt off like when you're going to reach for the box, and then you have to put the shoulder belt back on. Now, that's not my understanding, but it goes to show you that you really want to be careful with taking that seatbelt off. The rules are not liberal on that. Like if you're doing cluster boxes and you're going short distances between them, yes, the shoulder belt has to be on. Again, it can only come off when you're doing out the window curbside delivery where you stay seated in the truck. That's it. All right. So once you pull up and park, then it's important to have a routine to prevent rollaway and runaway accidents. So as you pull up to the curb, here's how I do it. As I'm pulling up to the curb, right before I get to the curb, I crank my wheel to the right and essentially drive into the curb. And when I do that, that's when I stop, obviously, and that automatically curbs my wheels. So I never have to worry about my wheels being curbed because it's done automatically. If I'm going up a hill, then I'll essentially do the same thing, but I crank the wheel to the left. And the idea with curbing your wheels, and this is true whether you're on flat ground, whether you're in a parking lot, anywhere, you are supposed to curb your wheels. Because the idea is that if the truck starts rolling, you don't want it to just roll on indefinitely. You want it to either stop immediately by like immediately rolling into the curb, or you want it to just go in a little circle. There's a funny video on YouTube of a truck that the guy left it running and he runs into the gas station and the mail truck goes in this big giant circle and comes back to the gas pumps and somehow doesn't destroy everything. So anyway, so you're going to curb your wheels. And then as soon as I stop in an LLV, my right hand goes forward to the brake and I pull the brake, put the truck in park, and then take out the key. And once you get used to doing that, it can be all just one smooth motion. So as I'm driving up, I crank the wheel and then it's brake, park, key. And with my left hand, while this is happening, I take off my seatbelt. Every single time I park the truck back at the station, in a parking lot, anywhere, that's my procedure. Crank the wheel as I'm stopping and then brake, park, key. Every single time. So I never have to worry about it. I am never going to have a rollaway runaway accident as long as I keep doing that routine. And obviously that's what I want for you guys too. So get out there, do that stuff properly, and we won't have any issues. And that's our goal. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next time.